We want to keep this energy going, and we're not going to stop. We can't worry about anybody else. We got to keep winning, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
He was a guy who was a great role model for all minority coaches, for somebody who came up as a position coach, a coordinator, eventually to become a head coach, but also as an African-American.
I think he tried to pave the way of being a good football coach by the way he carries himself, by the way he conducts himself, by the way he believes in the Lord, by the way he teaches men and treats men like men.
He treated everyone equally. He treated everyone fairly. He was a great mentor for young men. I'm proud to say that I played for him.
You see the coaching tree of Coach Dungy. All of these guys that have had opportunities to coach, and I'm talking about minorities, because of Tony Dungy, when he finally did get his opportunity, what he did with it.
As a young African-American coach, when I first got started, you know, I wanted to be like him. I had an opportunity to work for him and get behind the curtain, if you will, and it was better than I could imagine.
The Colts are world champions!
Being the first black head coach to win the Super Bowl speaks volumes, because he did it the right way.
The significance is probably that we associate with Doug Williams being a black quarterback winning a Super Bowl. And then Tony Dungy, head coach of the National Football League, winning a championship. Those things shouldn't be significant, but they are significant because of the world we live in. And one day, they won't be.